All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, January 16th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have round two of PGA underway. We had a COD slate start about an hour ago. For the rest of the evening, we have some League of Legends tonight. We have some four-game NBA slate and a five-game NHL slate. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show tomorrow on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. We did have a number of questions come in prior to the show today, which is always great. So why don't we get SaberSim pulled up on the screen here, and we will jump into questions, starting from the top down here. So first question of the day is going to be, thanks for answering my last question. No problem. How would you/I use SaberSim to look back at last night's slate and see individual player exposures, Nerdy Tenor, for example, across their 150 lineup set? I only see total exposure for the whole flagship. Thank you. Yeah, you could totally do this. So let's go back to yesterday. And we will go to the NBA main slate. Oops, wrong slate. All right, going over to NBA. So we go to the contest tab. We go to a contest. We'll say the fadeaway. All right, so from here, we go to the users section. You got to go to the user section and say we wanted to look at Nerdy Tenor. Okay, I would right-click on users. So I could search for his name. So I'm just going to put Nerdy. And he pops up here. Great. Okay. So then what I do is I use the plus magnifying glass on his username. But before we do that, let's turn it off. So if I open up the projections section, the exposure and the ownership are going to be the same. Because right now we're effectively looking at everyone's exposures, which is just the actual ownership. Where this changes is when I use the plus magnifying glass. Hey, I want to zone in on only this user's exposures. When I click this plus magnifying glass, the exposures update and it shows you how much of each player this user had specifically. So what we can see here is say, hey, Brandon Williams was 65.9% owned. Well, this user had 68%. And we can see the differences all the way across. Like, it looks like he didn't swap out Nurkic here. Probably got killed by that. But it seems like, you know, Nurkic was left in a lot of lineups, which, you know, we know he didn't play, so that sucks. But 15% of lineups had Nurkic. He had 43%, wasn't able to get him out. So the plus magnifying glass is how you would do this. And then you can see the number of lineups update as well, right? So it says 102 out of 150, which would be 68%, I'm assuming, if we put this in a calculator. Couple notes with this that I think are important to mention, just like good practice. Let's say I hit the plus magnifying glass on Nerdy, right? Well, then let's say I wanted to go and look at a different contest. Maybe I want to go and look at the $2 Minimax. Okay, so when I go over to the $2 Minimax, number one, well, basically what you need to know is that your filters are still on. So here, the user section is searching for Nerdy. So I need to turn this off. I need to right-click on user. I need to turn that off. It gets the users to appear. That's part one. Part two is Well, maybe I want to look at the highest 150 maxer in maybe a contest I played. And maybe I want to see the lineups for this top user. Okay, I hit plus right on them. I open up projections. Oh, maybe this works now. That's cool. So what used to happen, maybe our teams fix this, is that the filter for nerdy tenor would still be on, and you would have to go back to the contest to turn it off. But it looks like there's been an update here, so that functionality helps a ton to make this a little bit smoother. But it looks like the table filters remain active, so that's one thing that you need to keep in mind. And I want to make a note to our team. Looks like user plus minus filters. And just making a quick note to our team to see if we can make this functionality work the same as that. But anyways, we roll on. So that was the first question. All right, next question. I have a question about using SaberSim for head-to-head cash and lineup building. Right now, I'm just using the optimizer setting and sorting the lineups by highest projection. Whatever lineup is at the top of the list is what I play in cash. Any tips or suggestions for other strategies to use for cash games? And then there's a part two, but it looks like a completely different question. So I'm just going to go one at a time here. I don't have a lot of other tips or strategies for cash, because even if you filtered out, you know, the bottom 50% of projected lineups, you know, your top one is still going to be the same. I would say that probably the only place that you can improve this process would be to effectively make the projections more accurate. Because if the projections are more accurate, then your top projected lineup is going to be stronger if the projections are better, which would include like some handicapping. So outside of that, like outside of improving the projections, you know, manually, I can't think of any like filters or rules or anything that you would want to use in this case. So pretty straightforward process. I would try not to overthink it. Now, moving to step two, I think this part is where we might spend a little bit more time. Part two of this question is how to use late swap for cash. I'm just doing optimizer mode late swap, but I'm not sure if there's a better process. Okay, so I think this is a good thing to be aware of kind of across the board. But if you run your pre-slate build with optimizer mode, you should continue to use optimizer mode in late swap. And the same goes for sim mode. If you start with sim mode, you should end with sim mode, right? Like, let's assume half of your lineup locks. Well, half of it is optimized a certain way. If you try and optimize the back half of the lineup with a different methodology, the two just aren't synced up properly, right? They're trying to accomplish two kind of different things. I think when you put them together, it's not going to mesh well. So if you start in optimizer mode, I would late swap in optimizer mode. If this is for cash, I would still sort by projected even in late swap, because you're going to have updated projections based on updated sims. Very important to take advantage of. If you start in sim mode, I would still continue to use sim mode in the late swap build. All right, good stuff there. All right, next question. Hey, Andrew, this is a continuation to my question yesterday, but is it possible to run a contest sim? For example, build A versus build B. I created the custom contest sim yesterday, but got a little confused. Yes, so you can definitely do this. I know we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Happy to go over it again. So the important thing here right, is to have two builds with lineups. Okay, so I'm going to run build one, 500 lineups. And then I'm going to go over to build two. So I can't build lineups yet because the lineups in build one are still building. So let's try this, build two. Okay, so build two has 550 lineups. We'll go over back to build one. Just doing a hard refresh here real quick. Build one also has 500 lineups. So right now we have build one, 500. Build two, I think, had 550. Okay. So then what I would do is I would create a contest sim. You know, say I'm playing the flagship, right? And I'm just going to call this my custom contest sim. So I need to decide which lineups are like quote unquote my lineups, right? So what I mean is, for instance, I'm going to set this to say the field lineups is build one. And I'm going to say that I have 20 entries. Okay. So when I go to build two, and I go and I go to my lineups and I click run contest sim, what's going to happen is my 550 lineups that are in this build are going to go into a contest sim against the lineups in build one. The reason for that is because I have created a custom contest sim where build one is the field lineups. So what happens here is that when I click run contest sim inside of build two, because the user entries is 20, SaberSim will take 20 lineups randomly at a time from my pool of 550, put them into a contest sim against all of the lineups in build one, and return lineup ROIs. So whatever build you're in, that is what we use to pull the user entries. So for instance, if I go to build one now and I run the contest sim in build one, it's going to run the contest sim against itself. The field lineups is static. Whatever the field lineups are, that is always what is going to be used. But it can change wherever I start my build from. So if I'm in build one and I click run contest sim, it's going to take 20 lineups at a time from build one and put them up against all of the lineups in build one. If I'm in build two, it's going to take 20 lineups at a time and put those 20 up against all of the lineups in build one. So the field lineup source is always the same. The user entries will depend on which build you click this run contest sim button from. So can you sim build A versus build B? Yes, you absolutely can. And how we just demonstrated it is how I would execute that. All right, next question. For COD, does SaberSim sim that sport, or are there still mean projections? I've made several more iterations to my model, and it can now seamlessly switch between DFS and sports betting. A couple, goes on, but I want to kind of break this down. So we are not simming COD. We are providing mean projections. One of our data scientists has their own model, and they provide the projections that are shown in app, but SaberSim is not simming it in app, which is why there's not distributions when you like click on a player, and there is no sim mode. All right, that's first part. Continuing, I never could have dreamed of having a model performing play-by-play sims for all sports and even supporting sports betting without the info I learned from office hours. Right on. One of my favorite Ultimate videos was the one about ownership variance and accounting for being wrong in one's assumptions about the inputs to the sims. Couldn't even begin to wrap my mind around it until that Ultimate video came out. They gave me the idea to add a self-correcting feature to the model, so the model can dynamically flag and correct errors and make the distinction between strategic errors and range of outcome errors. This allows my model to take that into account when projecting the game scripts for future slates. I think I made a big breakthrough in getting closer to solving DFS, but what are your thoughts on this? Yeah, I think, you know, machine learning models, I think is what they're called, MLMs, are very good to use. I think that, you know, it is something that you need to iterate on, and you need to, I think it's called training the model. You train it. And I think you're doing a lot of good things here. So I think also think that starting with smaller sports that are not so mainstream is a good place to start and will allow you to kind of hone in that process and test it before you expand it to much more mainstream sports. So, you know, COD's a great place to start. Valorant is, you know, a great place to start. Some of these other smaller kind of sports are really, really good. And you just get really good at one sport and then slowly kind of build out from there. So sounds like you're doing a lot of great things. Sounds like you're enjoying it. I think that's a big part of it, right? You're not dragging yourself to the computer and doing something you hate, right? It sounds like you're getting a lot of joy out of this whole kind of process and journey. And I think that's awesome. So keep going, and I hope to hear about your good results. All right. We are caught up with questions in office hours, caught up with questions in YouTube chat, did a little contest flashback demo here, talked some cash games and some contest simi against builds. So good stuff today. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.